Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey there. This is Dr. Pam Peek. Well, we're doing the Ask Her right now. We got three hot questions. Diving right into the first one. What causes anemia in women and how can I treat it? You know, anemia is pretty common among women and it's for the obvious reasons. It's caused by blood loss, right? And guess when you do that? If you're still menstruating, that's a real key place. And if you're really menstruating with heavy periods, oh boy, can we run into problems. And it's also caused by diet. If you don't get enough iron in your diet, and we'll get to that in a second. And it's caused by also some strange diseases and issues that may actually affect red blood cell production in general. So, but the most common one of all is really iron deficiency anemia. I also want to just sort of throw it out there that sickle cell anemia is an inherited disorder that usually affects African Americans and Hispanic Americans. And, you know, it's a genetic defect and it can really cause a lot of problems. And so most people know about this from early on. So just want to make sure people understand that that's kind of in its own little category. Let's go to iron deficiency anemia. And this occurs because of the lack of the mineral iron in your body. Now, your bone marrow in the center of the bone, you know, that stuff in the middle, needs iron to make hemoglobin, the part of the red blood cell that transports oxygen to the body's organs. Without adequate iron, the body cannot produce enough hemoglobin for red blood cells. The result is, iron deficiency anemia. Okay, and it could be an iron-poor diet. And this could really happen in, like, infants, kids, teens, vegans, and vegetarians. The metabolic demands of pregnancy and breastfeeding, they can really deplete a woman's iron stores. Menstruation, we already talked about that. Frequent blood donation, sometimes with really high-level endurance training, this can also happen as well. Certain digestive conditions like Crohn's disease in the colon or surgical removal of part of the stomach or the small intestine. And then certain drugs can do this as well. And caffeinated drinks, believe it or not. Now, one of the other things I mentioned here is vitamin deficiency anemia that occurs when the vitamin B12 and folate are deficient. And these are the two vitamins that are needed to make red blood cells. And the conditions that lead to this, oh my goodness gracious, you know, you have something called dietary deficiency. And this is really true of those people, especially who are vegan and some vegetarians. So you got to watch out with all of that. Good heavens, there's a lot of reasons why you can be anemic. But the most important thing to realize is that the common causes are dietary and also iron deficiency due to blood loss as well. So, you know, clearly iron deficiency anemia treatment for this form of anemia usually involves taking some iron supplements and making some changes to your diet. And if the underlying cause of iron deficiency is loss of blood, then you've got to address that. Sit down with your OBGYN, figure out what the heck is going on. And vitamin deficiency anemia is treated with folic acid. Vitamin C deficiency involves dietary supplements with vitamin C and increasing all of these nutrients. And if your digestive system is having issues with B12, especially as you get older, or if you've had stomach surgery, sometimes you get the B12 shots. You've got to coordinate this with the appropriate people. Okay? So it's really important that you sit down and figure out what kind of anemia is really bugging you here and then get the appropriate type of treatment. All right. So that's anemia in women. Now, can a woman get pregnant naturally at 46 is the next question. Well, it kind of goes like this, that the chance of having a baby at age 46 without intervention, in other words, if you're not doing some kind of fertility treatment, is probably about 0.01% or less. Now, we've heard about a lot of, you know, people like Halle Berry, the actress. She's 46 years old, and there she is saying that she's pregnant. Oh, my. And others as well. But, you know, what's really happening here? And is this something that everyone can actually experience? It's hard. It's very, very hard. So, for instance, at 45, a woman's likelihood of getting pregnant is no more than 3 or 4%, period, end of story. That's not to say it's impossible, but assisted reproductive technologies are almost always necessary, with IVF the most common. You know, you've got a few eggs left, and some of these may have chromosomal abnormalities, so screening before IVF is absolutely critical. And so, you know, you don't, you know, if you're going to consider getting pregnant after the age of 40, you know that you're going to be running into issues that involve significant risk to the fetus itself, let alone to yourself. So think twice and really, really put together an A-team to be able to help you navigate through all of this. There are some happy stories, no question about that. My good friend Jane Seymour had twins when she was in her 40s, and that actress has just done beautifully with her kids who are perfectly fine. So you just never know. Just heads up on that one. Now, there's another question here. The third one today is, what alternative therapies can be used to treat migraines? Well, in case you don't know it, a migraine headache can cause intense throbbing or even a pulsing sensation in one area of the head, and is commonly accompanied by nausea, vomiting, and extreme sensitivity to light and sound. Honey, it's just not a good situation. Most people know exactly when they're having one and have had them for quite some period of time. Now, these attacks can cause significant pain for hours to days and be so severe they can make you dysfunctional. So it's always good to know that there are ways around this. What are some alternative medicines in addition to just regular medicines? All right, acupuncture works. This really works. And there have been some fantastic new evidence that shows that you can use acupuncture. So go find a good therapist. Biofeedback works. Massage therapy works. It may help reduce the frequency of migraines. Researchers continue to study the effectiveness of massage therapy in treating migraines. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Go get a therapist. Scope this out. It's all about being able to individualize. There are herbs, vitamins, and minerals that help as well. Feverfew, that's F-E-V-E-R-F-E-W, may help prevent migraines as well. A high dose of B2, which is riboflavin, may also help prevent migraines. CoQ10 are supplements that decrease the frequency of migraines, and magnesium supplements. Phew! All right, so you've got yourself a whole lot of ways to be able to look at this. And actually, I just go to mayoclinic.org because they've got some great, great summaries of some of these alternative therapies. I think they did one of the best jobs of summarizing. Okay, alternative therapies for migraine. Can you get pregnant naturally at 46? Well, it's a little difficult. And then, what are the causes of anemia and how can you treat them? We know now that you need to know what kind of anemia it is, and then get your A-team together to be able to put together a strategy to address. Well, there you have it for Ask Her. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we're finished with our Ask Her segment. So please, more questions, send them on over to askher@radiomd.com. And while you're at it, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please stay well. Woo, 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 woo.